Greetings and welcome to this edition of Faith to Live By. I'm Pam Christian, your host of this weekly podcast, where I seek to help us make sense out of current events worldwide from both a biblical and prophetic perspective. I sincerely appreciate you listening and sharing this podcast, especially in these highly tumultuous times when people everywhere need help seeing God at work in all the increasing evidence of evil. Having started this podcast in 2020, when the tyranny over COVID-19 became apparent, I knew this season would come, and in fact, I predicted it to occur in the fall of this year, a time when all hell is literally breaking loose at the same time. However, and I want you to clearly hear me on this, God has been exceedingly gracious with an abundance of prophetic words from different proven prophets, and each essentially says the same thing. As God's children, we are not to be the least bit fearful in these times. God has been perfectly clear things will get far worse before they get better on a global scale. We will see and hear of events and situations that we could never imagine as the extent of evil is exposed by God so he can then judge evil before our very eyes. We will learn of evil deeds and the people involved on a world scale which God has said would be the greatest the earth has ever experienced. God has also said, when we see world events escalate in unprecedented ways, to know he is at work in our behalf. At the same time, God has cautioned us not to be spectators only, but to partner with him in the pulling down of strongholds. Last week, Barry Wunsch shared prophecy on Elijah Streams that October is going to run hot and the weight of God's glory will be upon his people. Prophetically, Barry sees Russia, China, and the United States highlighted, stating it is not conflict between East and West, but conflict of good and evil. He sees Trudeau, the Clintons, Obama, the WEF, globalist elites, and the International Monetary Fund all being exposed by God. He cited crimes against humanity, international crime, election interference, and acts of war all being fully exposed, with justice being served on all that will make for unprecedented international headlines. Julie Green's post of September 26th cited a political shakeup in Canada, specifically calling out Trudeau, stating he would be judged for all the crimes he's committed against his nation. She also called out Macron and all who are with him, admonishing the people of France to turn back to God if they want to see God heal their land. In these times especially, we are to keep our faith on God's word, his promises, and we must not allow our faith to be moved by what we see or hear. We must not allow fear to take hold. We will learn of horrendous events and situations, but we must not allow fear to have any place in our lives. As a practical way to deal with what is ahead, keep yourself immersed in the Word of God. Find scriptures you can remind yourself of each time you're tempted to give in to fear and decree and declare God's promises aloud. Let my research, prayers, and reports through this podcast and my bi-monthly e-newsletter give you the certain and confident hope you need in these times, since I share what God has to say about world events to help you lay hold of God's promises. By now, the whole world must be aware we have been fighting a spiritual battle of good versus evil, God versus Satan, that occurs first in the invisible heavenly realm and then is played out in this physical realm. It is a spiritual war with natural consequences. We are learning about people who have been willingly and knowingly worshiping Satan, who have been involved in all manner of wickedness, especially in governments and the arts/entertainment industry, as evidenced with the recent arrest of Sean Combs, known as P. Diddy. This is just the very beginning of an avalanche of incriminating details that will bring down untold numbers of celebrities and top-tier governmental leaders. The timing of P. Diddy's arrest is, in my estimation, highly strategic. I believe all events we will see this month and leading up to the 2024 U.S. presidential election will be highly strategic. This election, unlike any other election in the history of the United States, has all the eyes of the world watching, because what happens with this election impacts the entire world. This is one reason I scheduled Stephen Groves, who served as President Trump's administration with several roles, and who has been key in the implementation of what's become known as Project 2025, to be my guest today. I will bring Steve on in a bit, but first, I want to impart courage and confidence in you with a godly perspective of world events that could otherwise be frightening. I lead with this exhortation. If you can keep in mind that all world events occurring at this time are under the orchestration of God for the purposes of rooting up and dealing with evil, you will manage through these next few weeks and weeks following the election the best way possible. With that in mind, I first want to highlight current events to help us grow in our understanding so we can better use God's words to decree and declare His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is how we partner with God in what He is doing on earth. A lot has recently occurred in New York City. Both Julie Green and Amanda Grace had prophetically stated New York City itself is something God has said would be subject to His justice. This seems to have begun with the grand jury indictment of Mayor Eric Adams and the New York judge who committed suicide as the FBI arrived to arrest him, and the DOJ's conclusion that Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed 13 women, with his attorney fees costing New York taxpayers $25.4 million and counting, while Governor Kathy Hochul and Cuomo swap blame for hiring the alleged Chinese agent to New York government. Again, this is just the beginning of much to come, as God has prophetically called out New York in advance, allowing evildoers opportunity to repent and to make clear those who do not will reap according to their own choices. September 20th, God spoke through Julie Green, stating, "My children, something big from Iran, China, and the Ukraine will be allowed to happen by the establishment of the United States, and the pace of evil plots will increase as we get closer to the November election. But God said, destruction will be seen against our enemies, for the more they try against you, the more they will fail farther from their goals." Specific to Ukraine, I believe the war of Ukraine and Russia has been manufactured by the evil United States establishment to cover up their evil deeds, and that the establishment is working with those who want a one-world government. With this in mind, I found it highly interesting that President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in New York City on September 27th. It begs the question, did Trump meet with Zelensky as a former president or as a current commander-in-chief? Trump has promised to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours if reelected, and after his meeting with Zelensky, Trump said, quote, "We both want to see this end, and we both want to see a fair deal made, and it's going to be fair," Trump said. "And I think that'll happen at the right time. I think it's going to happen. Zelensky wants it to end, and he wants it to end as quickly as possible. He wants a fair transaction to take place." To summarize, Trump said he learned a lot, but his viewpoint has not changed. The fact that Zelensky wants the war to end is highly curious. Barry Wunsch on Elijah Streams last week shared a vision where he saw NATO essentially calling Zelensky on the carpet, wanting him to do a deed that was even more dastardly than what Zelensky thought was right. In the vision, Barry knew that NATO essentially owned Zelensky, so he was expected to carry out instructions against Russia. This would force Russia to respond with a heavy strike back, which would bring fear to the deep state. Is this prophetic vision part of why Zelensky wants the war to end? Then, consider what God said through Julie Green, which she shared on September 23rd. She prophetically stated Putin will make an announcement that will destroy the Washington, D.C. establishment's propaganda and their plans against Russia and the United States. His announcement reveals foreign leaders who are against the establishment and efforts by the globalists. God revealed Putin has the goods that the establishment thought was buried, but the many skeletons of Washington, D.C. will be revealed, as many have been paid by China and other nations to destroy the United States. Those who have paid illegal immigrants to be terrorists in the United States will also be exposed. God said Putin has the key for victory in the United States, and he's about to open Pandora's box to crush the establishment. About China, Julie Green released a word on September 20th. That said China will make a move against the establishment to reveal traitors because China wants to weaken the leadership of the United States to take it over. But God said China will not get what they want from this style attack because God has infiltrated them. On the 26th, God said, globalism is being destroyed now and China would suffer a financial catastrophe and collapse. and China will not regain the power they once had over the nations. The power of the Red Dragon is being brought to nothing. God said, you will see a great shaking in China politically and financially, and they will not recover from it. Then, on September 26, the Epoch Times reported that Chinese financial executives are resigning in droves. Could this be evidence of Julie's prophecy for China? Now, on to Iran. Julie Green prophesied Iran would make a move against the United States, but as they do, unprecedented events would take place in their land that would be biblical and undeniable. God said Iran will fall and receive a great defeat. We've recently learned of Iran's plans to assassinate President Trump. According to the United States officials, Iran wants revenge for the death of Iranian General Soleimani and is targeting Donald Trump and other United States leaders. With that in mind, listen to highlights of reports given by Amir Safadi regarding events involving Iran and Lebanon as Israel fights against Hezbollah terrorist group that is a proxy for Iran. Could it be Iran is already suffering unprecedented events? Amir reported, the Israeli cabinet with President Benjamin Netanyahu agreed on Monday, September 23rd, that they would be as aggressive as needed to put an end to Hezbollah, and they'd simply wait for the right moment to strike. Then, on Tuesday, September 24th, the Israeli Defense Force greatly impaired Hezbollah's communications by exploding the pagers worn by Hezbollah forces, then the next day, exploding the radio devices used to communicate with Hezbollah leaders. Amir continues, in a brilliant strategic move, on September 26th, Netanyahu flew to New York to address the United Nations to signal the potential of a ceasefire. Hezbollah's number one leader, Hassan Nasrallah, along with his top leaders, including Iranian generals, were gathered in their main headquarters watching the Israeli news cover Netanyahu's speech, at which time the IDF sent a massive airstrike to the building where Nasrallah and his leaders were. Then the IDF received confirmation that Hassan Nasrallah, along with his number two and number three leaders and others of high caliber and Iranian generals, were in fact killed by their airstrike. This, of course, means Hezbollah has no real leadership now. Amir stated the response attacks against Israel from Lebanon were very weak, providing more evidence of lack of leadership. Iran has had a long-standing relationship with Lebanon, particularly through its Shiite community, and many Lebanese clerics have ties to Iran, either originating from there, receiving training under Iranians, or maintaining strong Iranian connections. In contrast, the vast majority of the Lebanon people do not support the Iran relationship. Amir explained the next phase would include infiltrating Lebanon to destroy their massive underground bunkers and tunnel systems, destroy Hezbollah's rocket depots, and essentially free the Lebanon people from the terrorist regime. Amir asked for prayer for the Lebanon people. You can see videos of Lebanese people celebrating the success of the IDF on Amir's Telegram page and view the video report that I saw as the source for what I just shared. If Iran wants to continue to lean on proxies, they will be forced to join forces with Turkey and Russia, which is consistent with the Bible. But, as Amir stated, and I agree, the time for that alliance is not now, but for a future date. I share all of this so that you can recognize, in the midst of evil being exposed, God is working on behalf of His people. Again, we must remain focused on what God has promised and not the efforts of the enemy. In addition to what I just shared, there's also the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene over the United States Southeast region, where, as of September 29th, at least 50 are reported dead, with millions without power. All of these horrible events are intended by the enemy of God to distract us from the greater evil they have planned against Donald Trump and the November election. As I said, the United States election is the most critical of all elections, not only for the United States, but for the world. On September 24th, through Julie Green, God said, quote, desperation is growing, and the more the polls turn against the establishment, as they see their puppet slip farther and farther down in popularity, they see the writing on the wall. No amount of cheating will help them enough this time. Their target is a down ballot, if they couldn't get their circus puppet to perform. The more she malfunctions, the more they will look to other races. My children, take authority over every seat, congressional, Senate, and the presidency. Take authority over all. Many of my children only care about winning the presidency when you need to take them all back. Don't leave any out for your enemies to steal. As I've told you before, your enemies are working on stealing the House of Representatives once again. They're preparing impeachment if necessary. They're looking for more indictments against Donald Trump. And the unthinkable, that is, ending my David's life, which they don't have the power to take. They're trying so desperately to find anything to incriminate him, to get rid of him by throwing him in prison and throwing away the keys. This is part of their plan, and I'm telling you these things so you can tear them apart with my words and with my authority that you have been given, saith the Lord. End quote. In that same word, God speaks about Kamala Harris and how her secrets will be revealed and destroy her political career, how the fake insurrection of January 6th will have the truth come out like a flood, and more. Be sure to use the link in the show notes to see the entire video. Now, I know that was a very long but necessary beginning to help us discern the truth in all the evil we are seeing. I fully expect as the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur approach, all matters will intensify. But God has promised us victory, so we need to also consider what we must do after the election, if an election actually takes place. In any event, God has prophesied we will see Donald Trump restored as president. All the destructive efforts by the illegitimate Biden-Harris administration will have to be reversed, meaning Trump and his cabinet will have a lot of work to do, and they will need the full support of we, the people. One effort that's been underway to support whomever is the next conservative president is Project 2025. Now, to help us focus forward, please listen to my interview with Stephen Groves from the Heritage Foundation. He has a very impressive resume, which I've included in the show notes, and I'm truly honored he would be a guest on my show. Well, Steve Groves, I am honored to have you on my podcast to talk about what I think is a very, very important topic, Project 2025. And the reason it's so important is because this particular election, the 2024 election, not just for the president, but for all the seats in the November election, is critical to the entire world. This is not just about the United States. This is about what's going on with the United States and the impact worldwide. So would you please start us off with some background about Project 2025. Tell us where we are now and what you hope and envision for the future.
Sure thing, Pam, and thank you very much for having me on your show. I love to get the word of Project 2025 out to your listeners. The project started here at Heritage a couple of years ago, and the idea was then and continues to be to provide the next conservative president with the greatest amount of support that we as think tanks and conservative activists can bring. Many of us served, including myself, in Trump's administration and in senior capacities, and saw that both the transition period could have been organized and done in a more effective way. And also, when we got to the end of those 4 years, there were a bunch of things on our checklist that that we didn't get to that we think would be a great agenda for the president in his second term. So Project 2025 was born to come up with conservative policy recommendations, to come up with conservative personnel that we would recommend that want to serve in the next conservative administration, and also recommendations for the transition period, that critical about 6 month period right after the inauguration, where the president has maximum political capital and has the ability to get lots of things done through executive orders and to reverse a lot of the things that Biden and Harris have done that have damaged the country so badly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the idea was to form a conservative coalition of groups, and Project 2025 is up to over 100 groups, to put that mission together and coalesce around it and make those recommendations to the next conservative president.
Has President Trump been involved with the details of Project 2025?
No, he hasn't been involved in any aspect of Project 2025. Now, we knew that he'd be a leading candidate, should he decide to run a couple of years ago when we started the project. But we also knew that a bunch of other candidates were going to run. Like we could tell DeSantis was going to run, Nikki Haley was going to run, and several other conservatives. So the idea was to start the project back before the primary season even began, so that we could get these conservative ideas, you know, into the mix, so that it would be part of the debates on the debate stage. So the project was never directed towards President Trump, and he and his campaign have never been part of the project at all. You know, he is the person who sets the agenda and will set the agenda as president, and the Republican Party has its own policy, you know, menu, which is called the RNC platform. Project 2025 was completely outside of that process. We're a bunch of nonprofits, you know, and conservative groups and activists and who wanted to get together and put our heads together and come up with, you know, the best recommendations for policies that we could come up with.
This is something I've heard the Democrats and those on the far left talk a lot about. I've really been surprised because the Democrats have always had their own transition period, their own transition strategy, but they're very fearful, it seems, about Project 2025. Can you shed any light on that?
Well, sure. I mean, this is Washington, D.C., and there are think tanks on both sides of the ideological spectrum and everywhere in between, and they're all trying to influence national policy. The left has many more organizations than we do, a lot more money than we do, and have been very effective in doing it, you know, year in and year out. I mean, they did it for Clinton, Obama, they did it for Biden. This was our attempt and our effort, and it's our ongoing effort to do it for a conservative president. And the left should be afraid of what we're doing. The ideas that we're proposing are an absolute destruction of their ideology. We propose to rein in the federal government. They want to expand it. We propose to make the executive branch smaller and get rid of misfunctioning organizations like the Department of Education. You know, that is poison to them. So that is why they hate Project 2025 and try to make it a political liability for a political candidate, even though it has nothing to do with that political candidate. But the left should be afraid, and they should continue to be afraid, because we think that a conservative president is going to win in November and hope to make our recommendations then.
All right. Now, assuming that President Trump does get elected again, and we are able to see the transition period making use of Project 2025, what do you foresee? What's the future for us?
Well, you know, we're not sure exactly how that's going to work. As I said, you know, President Trump, if elected, you know, sets his own policy and makes his own priorities and will be hiring and deciding the people that will be running his transition and who will be running the executive branch from cabinet officials all the way down. All we hope to do in Project 2025 is tee up a bunch of ready-made, laid out with implementation plans, conservative ideas, everywhere from the environment to education to fiscal policy to foreign policy to defense spending, on all the issues that conservatives care about. The project was geared towards putting together a list of recommendations for the president's consideration when he wins.
All right. Now, is there a place that the common person, because this is a government for and by the people, we need to be informed. Is there a place where we, the people, can go look and see some of the aspects of Project 2025?
Yes, the entire project is available online. Project2025.org is the main landing page, the home page. If your listeners go there, it's easy to click around and find our main policy book. It's called Mandate for Leadership. It's available for free. You can download it. You can download the whole 920 pages of it. Or if there's just a chapter that you want to read about on Health and Human Services or the Environmental Protection Agency, you can download just that chapter. You can also search in it if there's a particular issue or term that you're looking for. The whole thing is transparent and free at project2025.org.
Now, is there a way for we the people to also contribute our thoughts to be considered with the whole transition period?
Well, the book itself was published last April. It's another piece of proof about how badly the left is lying about it. You know, they're saying this is Trump's project, but we published the book, I think, when there was a dozen different Republicans running for office. So the policy ideas that the project have recommended is already baked into the cake. What listeners can do, however, and this will have to be a particular type of listener, a listener who's interested in serving in the next conservative administration, is you can go to project2025.org and click through to the personnel database. And what that part of the project does is take in your name, you put in your resume, you put in all the information that you'd like to talk about and where you might want to serve in the executive branch and why, and your qualifications to serve the next conservative president, in this case, President Trump. And those names and resumes are reviewed and vetted. And part of what the project does is we're going to make personnel recommendations to President Trump when he's reelected. He can take them or leave them, of course, but these will have been people who are conservative. You know, they're your listeners, so they're likely conservative. They've been reviewed by us, vetted by us, sometimes interviewed by us. And they can, if they're interested in coming to Washington and serving the president, Project 2025 provides a gateway to help them do that.
And I had no idea you had an actual road to serve the administration.
I think we've got about 20,000 people in that database now. You know, the president appoints about 4,000 people as political appointees, from the cabinet level people all the way down to the special assistants to the special assistants, you know. So there's 4,000 of them. Now, those 4,000 are in charge of trying to get control of the rest of this massive federal bureaucracy. So it has to be our best and brightest conservatives. The personnel database was our effort, again, started 2 years ago, to try to recruit people, not from just inside the Beltway, but from all around the country, to put in their names, get some skin in the game. You're conservative out in your state, come be a conservative in Washington, D.C. for 4 years, and we sure could use the help, you know?
Yeah, and you know, it also gets people that are outside the establishment, which is thrilling.
We need it. We need it badly, you know? Yeah. You know, the Heritage Foundation is a conservative D.C. think tank. You know, we are part of the establishment in the broadest sense of the term, that we live here in D.C., we work here, we operate here, but we also are very open to other ideologies along the conservative spectrum. And that's what people outside of the Beltway bring to this town. And we don't need less of it. We need a lot more of it.
That's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Now, you also mentioned that Project 2025 is really comprised of a lot of different individuals, a lot of different organizations. Can you provide us some information about some of these other organizations to help the listeners really understand the magnitude of the force behind what you're doing?
Right. So more than 100 organizations from around the DC area, but also from around the country. And they range from organizations that advocate a large range of conservative ideas to, let's say, single issue conservative organizations that just advocate on the right to life, for example. Or they are conservatives who have solutions for energy and the environment. Or they are organizations that specialize in recruiting and training personnel to serve in conservative organizations like an administration or up on Capitol Hill. There are conservative legal organizations who represent people in conservative legal cases. So you name it, we recruited far and wide. We wanted to build a very large tent to bring in folks from all across the conservative spectrum. We've got traditional conservatives, MAGA conservatives, people who with, you know, libertarian leanings and everything in between. The idea was to have a big tent conservative group put together this project to make recommendations to the next conservative president.
Well, from everything I've learned, it sounds like this is the best prepared the conservative movement has been in trying to transition with a new president. Would you agree?
I would fully agree with that. And that was the intent of the project from the get-go, was to generate and build and develop those very ideas and tools so that when a conservative won the White House again, those would be at his or her, you know, disposal. And I always have to reiterate that it's going to be the president to make those choices. Of course, it must be. But we didn't want to sit idly by for the 2 years leading up to the election and wait for a conservative to win and say, oh, by the way, we've got a bunch of great ideas. We wanted to start that a couple of years ago. And that's why we started the project and gathered all of these allies around us.
I think it's fabulous that you have done this. I am so encouraged. And I think my audience members will also be filled with hope to know that the new president, hopefully President Trump, can hit the ground running and make some of the changes we need so swiftly. Now, in closing, what would you like to say to my audience?
Just to keep the faith. You know, it's going to be a very tight race right until the end. You know, it seems every presidential election we've had over the last 20 years has been like the most important presidential election there is. I really feel that way this time around. I really do think that the absolute ineptness of a Harris-Walz presidency could be permanently damaging to the fabric of our country. It won't take down the government. We've got a great constitution, a constitution the left wants to change. We've got a great balance of power, but they want to change that too. More than ever, we need a conservative to try to right this ship, to bring the economy back around to work for the American people. Project 2025 is laser focused on trying to do that. And so we hope that that's going to happen in November. And I hope everyone will keep the faith.
Thank you so very much. And again, I applaud you, the Heritage Foundation, and all the organizations that are involved, the individuals as well. And we look forward to see what's going to happen early November.
Thank you so much, Pam. Thank you for having me on.
I hope that encourages you as much as it does me. One of the things Steve said that I can't exactly agree with is that the election is going to be a tight race. In reality, I don't think it's even close, although I know the establishment-controlled media has worked overtime to make us think so by their reports. Reports from God, however, completely override anything the media claims. The work the Heritage Foundation is doing is truly ruffling feathers. Fox News, which we all know is not a conservative media outlet, has run multiple articles attempting to smear Project 2025, while at the same time reporting how much the liberals are afraid of the conservative proposals. Democratic politicians have actually launched a Stop Project 2025 task force and even set up a tip line to collect insider information on the Heritage Foundation's activities, claiming there is a secret part of the agenda pushing a list of executive orders. If you remember, Project 2025 had a starring role in the Democratic National Convention, referring to the 900-plus page book as the Republican blueprint for a second Trump term. Frankly, as Steve explained, Project 2025 was created for whomever becomes the next conservative president. But the Democrats are running very scared to think not only might Trump take back the White House, but with conservative support of Project 2025, all of their liberal advances would be reversed. Kamala Harris's opening remarks during the apparently one and only presidential debate said, quote, "What you're going to hear tonight is a detailed and dangerous plan called Project 2025 that the former president intends on implementing if he were elected again," end quote. This is a classic left tactic to bring to light and blame conservatives for actions they themselves have taken. The left has always had far better organized efforts planned for the transition period for their liberal presidents who become elected than conservatives have ever had. And since conservatives finally have a comprehensive plan, they want to shut it down. The Harris campaign and its surrogates have consistently brought up the project in interviews and speeches. Trump has been completely honest in his claims he knows nothing about the specific contents of the project, as my guest Stephen Grove said he was not involved in the creation of the project. As a conservative, however, President Trump would be completely aware of the issues important to conservatives and understands Project 2025 seeks to address these. However, since some of Trump's former advisors were involved, the left seeks to tie President Trump to Project 2025 in a negative way. Quite unfortunately, Trump's campaign team have drunk some of the Kool-Aid the left has been serving, and they have denounced Project 2025 and quite possibly have influenced President Trump against it. The Trump campaign actually accused the Heritage Foundation officials of trying to exaggerate their influence over Donald Trump. If anyone who hears this podcast can get corrected information to President Trump and or his campaign team about what Project 2025 actually is, we greatly need that. Another effort by the Heritage Foundation that Steve and I didn't talk about is their new website, created by the conservative think tank that aims to inform Americans about Vice President Kamala Harris's dangerously liberal policy record, as well as a six-figure text campaign targeting independent voters in key swing states. Fox News published an article headlined, quote, "Conservative group registers 50,000 voters in swing states could change the outcome," end quote. I bet it really irked Fox News to have to report that. What's ironic is Fox News and the Democratic Party are actually promoting Project 2025 and exposing the liberals while they try to put down Project 2025. Hopefully by now we have identified the news sources we can trust and those we need to read or view with a grain of salt. It is difficult to know truth in these days. That's by design of the enemy. This is why God has been so gracious to provide us an abundance of prophecies to help us remain focused on what God says and not be deceived by what the enemy is doing. In addition, we must each one seek the Lord for his plans for our lives. This is a time of transition, not just for the presidency, but for all of God's people worldwide. We must never, ever again allow the world to get to the point it's in today, and that requires all God's people everywhere to fulfill their rightful role in God's plan. And for those of us who live in free countries, such as the United States Constitutional Republic, we must seek the Lord for our personal involvement in the operations of our government, because it is to be run for and by we, the people. When we don't hold our representatives accountable to accurately represent us, we set ourselves up to be tyrannically controlled by a rogue government under the influence of Satan. We must never let this happen again. God has heard our prayers. He has seen our repentance, and he is healing our land all around the globe. But he expects his people to listen and obey him, to remain in his protection and provision. Next week and the remaining weeks up to the election, I will continue to help us decipher current events from God's perspective and help us understand important matters that impact the election. I'm pleased to say that Amanda Grace and Alex Newman are confirmed as future guests, and of course I'll be looking for others who can help us know the truth and experience all the hope truth provides, even in these exceedingly difficult days. Now I ask you to listen to my announcements and to take advantage of the many goods and services I bring you in an effort to at least cover the costs of this podcast. It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in October 2025, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and February 2025 to determine if we have enough interest. And the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because when it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian tour with me in Greece during October 2025, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. While the specific details are subject to change, as it stands now, the week-long tour will include 4 nights at Devani Palace Acropolis Hotel in Athens, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Amelia Hotel in Delphi, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Grand Meteora Hotel in Kalambaka with breakfast, 2 nights at Mediterranean Palace Hotel in Thessaloniki, that includes breakfast, 2 dinners at local restaurants, tour guide throughout, deluxe coach throughout, admissions to museums and sites, tips to guides, drivers, and restaurants, and all local taxes. Estimated cost per person double occupancy room is about $3,000. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on the list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal come February 2025 when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty, and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack supplements and from Operation Tomahawk and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. Operation Tomahawk is a membership purchase program with an American-owned and operated company offering personal and household care products that are not made of toxins or genetically modified ingredients. Stop buying national brands from corporations that are part of the deep state cabal. Use the link in the show notes, and from the drop-down menu under How Did You Hear About Us, select Pamela Christian, Faith to Live By. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then, my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why Faith, Family, Friends, and Food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page beyond the podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.